thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
How else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. And yes, we are live today. It's August the 22nd, which is a long way from February. We thank you for listening on this, again, August the 22nd, 2025. And I am Tim Wildman, and Ed Vitagliano is out today. And J.J. Jasper is in another country, like in Israel. He's in another continent. So they're not going to be here. So I've asked two of my colleagues here to sit in. And first of all, Jonathan Coker, you've been on before, though, Jonathan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is not my first time, but...
Not your first rodeo?
Not my first rodeo.
And that's going to apply to you because you got some Western
questions for us. If anybody that's listening to me being on in the past, they'll know.
You're a Western fan.
I'm a Western fan.
And making his debut, hoping not to embarrass the family, is Adam Suddeth. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. And yes, the family is trying to watch, so that is exactly what I hope not to do.
So, but Adam, you've been on and off sometimes because you serve as our you serve on our board, not our board of directors.
No.
You serve our radio board,
correct?
Board operator, right? For what show?
I am. Guest on this show, T.I., but I am the producer for Jenna Ellis in the morning.
I don't generally
run the board for Jenna. I make Devin Patrick do that.
I got you.
And he also does the podcast for Sandy Rios
that we
have on AFR.
I am producer for Sandy Rios 24/7.
All right, so Jonathan and Adam are with me today, Tim. We have no diversity today, people. These are white, male, Southern Christians.
Young guys.
I'm sorry. I don't know. If I'm 62 years old, I don't know if that's young. Well, we do have diversity. If you want to count a senior citizen, me, then we have some diversity here on the panel. I'm sorry. We tried it, but our diversity was not available.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ed usually serves that purpose because he's half Greek, half Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
But and J.J. Jasper claims to be an Appalachian American. So that usually works for us. But anyway, regardless of your race, creed, age, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to do some learning, aren't we, guys?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
What, Jonathan, do you know the ground rules?
The ground rules are if you've called in the last 8 weeks, please hold. Is that right? Is it 8 weeks?
Well, right? Yeah, 8 weeks. That's right.
Please do not call so we can give everybody else a chance
right.
to call in. And the second one is you must be at least 11 years old or older.
That's right. That's right. And we have a mystery question. And if you answer that mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell shall ring and all the world will know you've won yourself an AFR ball cap. And we're going to get some, we're having some new Trivia Friday t-shirts created. So they should be along in the next few weeks. But right now, we still got some of these, they're ball caps, they're trucker caps. I don't know, you can wear them, pick your garden if you want to.
They're nice. I have one.
Are they nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very nice caps. AFR ball caps, we'll send that to you if you answer the mystery question correctly. All right, so I think we're ready to go, fellas. Jonathan, now you are a self-admitted Western buff, right?
Well,
movies, TV shows, and history.
Yes, sir. I do like that. I like all that. So all of my questions will pertain to that. Or I do have a muscle car question as one of my three because this is America after all. So we have to have Western, muscle car, that.
All right,
kind of
go.
Stuff. All right, here we go. Question one. In August of 1876.
I didn't give the phone number, did I? Did we ever give the phone number?
I don't
we
think have
not. Adam, yet. You can read a phone number, can't you?
Yes.
You went to Ole Miss.
589-8840. That is 888-589-8840.
Go one more time, slowly.
Eight.
We got a lot of Southern listeners.
8-589-8840.
Great. Go, Jonathan.
All right. Here we go. Question one. In August of 1876, while playing poker in Deadwood, South Dakota, this person was holding a pair of aces and pair of eights when he was killed. Who was he?
And this is a well-known person, right?
Yes, sir. It's a well-known person. I hope that question wasn't too long. All right. Question two. John Wayne had a Grammy nomination for the Best Spoken Word Album in 1974. What was the name of the album?
That's when rap started.
Yeah. Well,
right there,
don't
1974
give too much
with John.
There.
Okay, yeah, don't with John Wayne. All right.
All right. Okay. Question three. In 1968, Oldsmobile introduced the 442 model muscle car. What does the 442 stand for?
That's good. That's it's one good. Of our history, one of our car buffs, so get it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Adam.
All right. First question is, M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what popular candy? And it is not M&M fruit chews. It is now a different name. So whatever that is.
Fruit, what did you say?
Fruit chews. Like
oh, chews, not shoes.
Not shoes, no.
Okay, I misunderstood. So repeat the question again. If you would.
M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what popular candy? And it is well known. It's not an obscure candy that's gone out. So it is still very much sold today. Second question, I'm going to do the true or false since I'm kind of sitting in JJ's seat. I'll do a true or false
question. You go. In honor of JJ.
Yeah, in honor of JJ. The black box on a plane is actually orange. Is that true or false?
You know, you got to say it like this. Is that true?
Or I didn't want to totally
But JJ, he likes to do that Andy Rooney impersonation there when he says his question. But anyway, go ahead. What's the question again real quickly?
The black box
in
a plane is actually orange.
All right.
Is that true?
So after plane crashes, they're all tragedies, and we're sad to talk about that. But after that, they recover. They call it the black box.
Correct.
We want to know, is it black or not?
Well, no. Is it orange?
Is it orange or not?
Okay. Yes.
Black or orange. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, can they not see colors right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, and my third question, according to Leviticus, what was the year of Jubilee?
According to Leviticus, what was the year of Jubilee?
Yes, absolutely.
Why does that song come into my mind? Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
It's that Southern gospel song, Jubilee. Remember that song?
Maybe.
No? Do you don't
keep
remember that?
Keep singing it.
Jubilee. I could keep singing it, but that's the only word I know. All right, so here are my questions. I got a riddle to start out with here. You ready? You guys
ready?
All right. It's sort of a riddle. All right, you have to pay close attention here. You have two coins that equal 30 cents, and one is not a quarter. What two coins do you have?
All right, say that again.
Okay, you have two coins that equal 30 cents. One is not a quarter. What two coins do you have? All right. And my second question, what animal hibernates the longest? I'll give you a choice. This is a multiple choice. What animal hibernates the longest? Bears? Snails, koala bears, or sloths. All right, got it?
Okay.
You have to pick which one of those hibernates, which animal among those hibernates the longest. Also, for you horse people, people who know about horses, you may know this.
Equestrian.
Okay, equestrian people. Yeah, that's what I should call them, right? That sounds more sophisticated.
Right.
Okay. How can you tell the age of a horse? That's easy pickings for people who are around horses, but general public, that's a tough question.
Yeah,
well, we just rescued a horse, so I just found that answer out like 2 weeks ago.
You just rescued, you're the first person in my life I've ever met that rescued, how did this happen?
It was a neglected horse that was close to our property.
Okay.
And we actually had a makeshift horse trailer that we rescued and confiscated the horse and is bringing it back to health. It was really slim.
So you're a horse thief?
Yeah.
Yes. Legally, you know, because I did call I called the police and I called our alderman, and they both said, you're fine. You're doing everything right. No worries.
Okay. You're serious? This was an abused or neglected horse?
It was a neglected horse, and there were other horses that had died that were on that same property.
I got you. Okay. All right, well, let's get busy here. Jonathan, where do we go first?
We're going to go to Roger in Arkansas. Roger, thanks for calling Trivia Friday. You are on the air.
I'm here. How are you boys doing today?
Roger, we're doing great, my friend. Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from in Arkansas?
Close to a town called Camden.
Camden, yeah.
El Dorado.
Yeah. My wife lived there for a couple of years when she was a child.
Okay.
Yeah. Camden, Arkansas.
It's a real old river town.
Yeah, South Central, right? South Central Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
All right. You have a question. You had a question for us, or you want to answer one or both?
Both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
Deadwood.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Right off the bat, one of our Western questions. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. The question is, in August of 1876, while playing poker in Deadwood, South Dakota, this person was holding a pair of aces and pair of eights when he was killed. Who was he?
Wild Bill Hickok.
That is correct.
Wild Bill
Hickok.
How'd you know that, Roger?
I read quite a bit of Westerns. Louis Lamar is one of my favorite authors. And so he's got a lot of stories, you know.
Yes, sir.
You too, Jonathan. Louis
Lamar. Yeah, that's right. We have devotions every morning before we start work here. And on top of doing trivia today, it was my day to do devotions, and I actually referenced a Louis Lamar book in my devotion. So even my devotions they always have Western tied to it.
He's probably the number one Western writer, and
I would agree.
In the U.S.,
yes, sir.
Is he still alive?
No, I don't think so. I think he passed in '80s, '90s, something like that.
All right, Roger, great job there. Wild Bill Hickok died with a pair of aces and a pair of eights. Right?
Yeah, and that's actually, I'm not much of a poker player, but again, just going on to the history of that, they actually call that the dead man's hand. If you ever get that
right,
when
dead
poker.
Man's hand. That's it. Yep.
Yeah. All right, Roger, go ahead. What's your question?
How come a cat has slitted eyes up and down?
How come a cat has what?
Slits.
Their eyes are slitted up and down to sit around.
Oh, that is a very good question. You guys have any? We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Why do cats have slits in their eyes? Huh?
I'm a dog person.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And a horse person.
Yeah. Well, now.
Just a guess. I'm going to say it has something to do with the way they blink or the way the light has to come into their eye.
They look, cats always got a little shady look.
Yeah.
To me,
they do.
When they look around. I don't know. They're like
They're up to something.
They're up to something. Slits in their eyes, though. We don't know the answer, Roger. What's the answer?
It's got to do with light. When they can close their eyes so close that it lets in more light of a night, so they can hunt of a night.
Ah.
Oh, so they can night hunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It has to do with how much light goes into their eyes and the tighter you can make it, the more light comes in.
You know, when you hear things like this about animals, and you say, somebody can say there is no God.
Yeah, that's very true. That's like, very true.
Like this just happens?
Right.
Evolution?
That's right.
Creates something like this?
100% agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a very interesting question. Roger, we thank you for calling, buddy, from Arkansas, and have a great day. Next up, who's up, Jonathan?
All right. Next, we have Joyce, who is calling us from Kansas. Joyce, you are on trivia. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi, Joyce. Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling us here at American Family Radio. Where do you live in Kansas?
I live in Abilene, and I really wanted the question about Wild Bill Hickok, because he's such a big part of Abilene, Kansas history.
That's right.
Tell us how that is.
He was the sheriff, the first sheriff of Abilene.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Back in the kind of tamed down Abilene when it was getting, you know, when they started bringing the cattle drives from Abilene. Abilene turned into a really wild town. And Wild Bill Hickok was the sheriff that they hired to come in, and he tamed down the town. So,
well, you know, you got a town of outlaws when your sheriff's named Wild Bill.
Wild Bill.
That's absolutely.
The law and, he's the law and order guy.
It's a lot better than if you had the name Tame Bill.
That wouldn't work in history. Yeah, You'd be forgotten.
Right, right.
Wild Bill Hickok. Yeah. So how far are you from Dodge City, Joyce?
Oh, Dodge City is about 5 hours west of us.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of history in Kansas for the, the westward expansion of the U.S.
Abilene is about 20 miles east of Salina.
Okay. On that, what is that interstate? 70?
Yes.
70, yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right, Joyce. Fire. Which you want to answer one of our other questions? Okay.
Well,
which one?
Yes, I do. I'll answer the one about the airplane black box.
Okay. All right. True or false? The black box in a plane is actually the color orange. Is that true or false?
That is true.
You were absolutely correct.
How did you know that, Joyce?
I read a lot of trivia, and I just remembered it.
Yeah.
So,
do you know any more about this, Adam, why this is?
Yes, they say it's actually a misnomer, as they are typically painted bright orange for visibility during search and seizure operations. The name originated from a few factors. Historically, some early versions were housed in black metal boxes to protect sensitive components. But more broadly, the black box has become a common term to self-contained electronic devices in the post-World War II era. So it's just kind of a...
That's some detail you give us there. Adam, we appreciate your research there.
I do have some
research. The black box, as it's called, is orange. That makes sense for visibility persons. Mm-hmm. But what it contains is the, the computer information about the plane, so that the investigators will know what happened. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So anyway, all right, Joyce, what is your question for us?
Okay. There's only one state capital that is named after a person who was vice president. That's my question.
Ooh.
The name of the state capital who is named after a person who is vice president, who was vice president.
Okay. I'm thinking Austin, Texas, but who's the VP name?
Yeah,
Austin?
I can't think of one named Austin. Huh? I can't think of a vice president.
Can you tell us, is it east or west of the Mississippi? Can you tell us that much?
West.
West,
I think.
Yeah, I'm talking about the United States. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So West, you think? Name
West.
I'm trying to think of all the capitals.
Me too.
A hard sweep to do. What about Jefferson City, Missouri? Right there. Thomas Jefferson.
Let's go with that.
I'll go with that.
What about it, Joyce?
That's correct.
Hey.
Yes, yeah, I will clap for myself.
Yeah, good job.
That was impressive. I'm not going to have false humility right here.
I wouldn't
you know what
either.
I'm
once she said west, I was going California, Washington, Oregon. Yeah. I was trying to go that direction and come back.
So. Yeah, Jefferson City, Missouri is the state capital named after, or at least the same name as Thomas Jefferson. Thank you, Joyce. We appreciate it. Thanks, Joyce, for calling from Kansas. You're listening to American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday here. And I have with me today Jonathan Coker, who is GM for AFR. And I have Adam Suddeth, who produces Jenna Ellis in the Morning.
Correct.
They are filling in for Ed Battagliano, who's at the casino, and J.J. Jasper, who's in Israel. Did I get that right? Did J.J.? Oh, Ed.
I don't say anything about Ed.
I'm sorry. Ed is not at the casino. I think he had to go to the doctor or something.
I wonder if he had a dead man's hand.
Good point. Good question. A dead man's hand, which is two aces and two eights.
That's right.
You never want to get that, huh?
No.
You never want to get that. If you want to, Jonathan, tell our folks how they can watch us if they want to join us on the internet.
They can watch us on Facebook, YouTube.
Right.
Just search for American Family Radio, and
okay.
We are broadcasting live. And we're also broadcasting live on our own streaming platform,
which is
streaming.afa.net.
Okay, streaming.afa. Stream.
Excuse me.
It used to be stream.
Yes, sir.
Stream.afa.net. You can watch the show there, too, on the video. Stream.afa.net. That's our own video service that you can check out there. As Jonathan said, YouTube and Facebook have it as well. Well, we go next to, where do we go next, Jonathan?
We go to Crystal, who is calling from Mississippi. Crystal, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, I'm so excited. I've been trying to get on here for at least a year.
Well, welcome, Crystal. Thanks for calling, and we're glad you made it on the air after trying for a year. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in a small town called Collins. It is about 30 miles north of Hattiesburg and maybe 50, 60 miles south of Jackson.
Okay. So between Hattiesburg and Laurel, maybe? Sort of?
Yeah. Laurel's a little, Laurel is east of us, but we used to, when I was in school, and that's been a mighty long time, but we used to have the largest tank farm in the United States.
Like
I remember
Army
being
tank?
In the seventh grade and our history teacher telling us that we were high up on the bomb list in Collins because we had the largest oil tank farm.
Oh, oil tank. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, oil tank. I should have clarified that.
Yeah, I was thinking the Sherman.
Yeah.
I was thinking Army tank, too.
Army tanks. Oil tanks.
Is that like just the reserves? So is most of the U.S. reserves in Collins?
I guess so. It's huge. I mean, it's on Highway 588 going towards Hillsville, Laurel.
Okay. Well, all right, Crystal, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both. My question has been taken, but I'm going to try the one about the 35 cents.
Okay, here's the question that Crystal's going to answer. You have two coins that equal 30 cents. One is not a quarter. What two coins do you have?
You have a quarter, and you have a nickel, because the nickel is not.
Yes,
the quarter.
Yes, you know what? When I heard that, took me, I couldn't figure out the answer till it was given, because I kept, you know, my mind kept going, this can't happen.
Be a quarter,
right. How in the world can this happen?
With
well,
just one of them.
That's right. You have to listen to, like with all riddles, you got to listen to the key word. You have two coins that equal 30 cents, and I said one is not a quarter.
Absolutely.
What two coins do you have? And Crystal answers it correctly. A quarter and a nickel. So the other one was a quarter. So, Crystal, we're going to have you hang on for just a minute through the break, okay?
Okay.
And then you can ask your question of us. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Jonathan, and Adam. And we'll get back to Crystal from Mississippi, and then Becky in South Carolina, Sherry in Arkansas, and others are calling in. Here's the phone number if you want to try to reach us here on Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840. All we ask that you be 11 years old or older, and that you have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks. Other than that, call in. See you in a minute.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stern. Stand by for news and commentary next. Vacation Bible School may be old school, but it's still very popular among kids across the Fruited Plain. CBN News reports nearly 3 million kids attended VBS at Southern Baptist churches over the summer, some 70,000 making a personal decision to follow Christ. Vacation Bible School, a week-long affair hosted by churches featuring fun adventure themes for kids, along with arts and crafts, singing, and lots of recreation. Many churches turn snack time into an art form. You know, when I was a kid, I got to double dip. I went to my family's Baptist church VBS. Then I attended my grandparents' VBS at the Methodist church. Now, the Methodist had a lot better snacks. Almost switched denominations as a second grader because of that. The surge in VBS attendance could be a sign that more young families are now returning to the traditions of our faith. And the best part, kids actually want to get up early to go to VBS. Public school, yeah, not so much. I'm Todd Stearns.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is...
Gunsmoke. Yeah. We're finally bringing some class to the Trivia Friday.
Class.
That's the theme. Wow. We've done Bonanza before.
Yeah, I know. I'm
yeah,
just...
yeah. But that's Gunsmoke, which had a – I'd have to go back and look. Gunsmoke had a 15 to 20-year run.
Yeah, they had a long run. It went from black and white to color, and, yeah, it was a long run for sure.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to repeat our questions that have –
Heretofore
gone unanswered, but Crystal's on the line with us from South Mississippi, and she has a question for us. Go ahead, Crystal.
Okay, I accidentally switched over to my Bluetooth on my car. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we sure can. We don't care what color you use, Crystal. It's fine with us. You know, Bluetooth, green tooth. Yeah, long in the tooth, whatever you want to use. But, go ahead.
Okay, this is a question kind of like the one I answered, and you really have to put your thinking cap on.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So you have two ducks in front of two ducks behind two ducks to the left of two ducks to the right of two ducks. How many ducks do you have?
2, 4, 6, 8. All right, don't say anything, Crystal. We're going to answer. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
I'm going with 8 also.
I've got 10.
Hold on.
But now I've heard this question before.
Repeat the question.
Yeah, go ahead. Repeat it one more time. Crystal. Go ahead.
Okay. Because y'all are brilliant. Y'all can get this. Well, here you go.
Thank you.
You have two ducks in front of two ducks. Two ducks behind two ducks. Two ducks to the left of two ducks. Two ducks to the right of two ducks. How many ducks do you have?
2, 4, 6. I got 8.
It is 8. I redid it again. I've got 8.
It shouldn't be 8.
Oh. Brent Creeley, our producer. Hey. Hold on just a minute,
yeah,
Crystal.
Yeah.
We put our foreheads together here. That's 25% brain power from each of us here, and we're going to come up with 2. Is that what you said? 4. No, 4, 4, 4, 4. We're going to come up with 4. 4.
I have 7.
Absolutely right. That is so right.
It's
so
4?
Look, draw it. Draw two ducks.
Okay.
Draw two ducks.
All right.
I'm just drawing lines.
Now,
I can't
behind
draw.
Behind those two ducks, put 2 more ducks.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 4 ducks. You got 2 ducks in front of 2 ducks, 2 ducks behind 2 ducks, 2 ducks to the left of 2 ducks, 2 ducks to the right of 2 ducks.
Okay.
It's 4 ducks.
You got 4 ducks?
I am.
There you go. Well, I got to give credit to Brent, our producer
here. Sir.
He came through for us.
I think he should be on Trivia sometime.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why I've been so excited, because I was so wanting to stump y'all, but y'all got me.
you almost got us, though. Yeah. We had to put it all together. Thank you, Crystal. We appreciate it very much, Crystal. We like her enthusiasm, don't we? You're listening to Trivia Friday. Okay, here's your cue, fellas. Okay. Also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Tim, Jonathan, and Adam. And Adam's making his debut today. And Family's listening, right, Adam? And hoping,
at least hopefully.
Do they care? Hopefully they care.
Yeah. But they haven't texted me to say that.
Okay. They don't want to distract. Yeah, they don't want to distract.
That's what it is.
All right, let's repeat our questions, guys. Go ahead, Jonathan. All right. We need three questions total.
Okay. All right. So one of mine has been answered, so I will add one at the end. Here we go. Question one. John Wayne had a Grammy nomination for the best spoken word album in 1974. What was the name of the album? My second question is, in 1968, Oldsmobile introduced the 442 model muscle car. What does the 442 stand for?
Good question.
Yeah, any of you muscle car guys ought to know the answer to that. All right, and to add one question, this Texas mission was turned into a military fort and was named after the word meaning cottonwood. Okay. What is the well-known name of this fort?
Okay, go ahead, Adam.
All right, my first question is, M&M's Fruit Chews eventually became what popular candy? So M&M's Fruit Chews, so chewing of fruit chews, would eventually become what popular candy?
And they're good, too, I'd say.
They are. I like them.
Yeah.
All right, my second question is, according to Leviticus, what was the year of Jubilee?
Jubilee. I just got to say that and sing that every time I hear you say it. Go ahead.
What?
Am I the only one that heard this? That was a song?
No, I've probably heard it, but I just don't remember.
Brent, see if you can pull that up. I think that's the Florida Boys. I'm not sure. Jubilee gospel song. Pull that up and see if we can find it, and we might play a little bit of it. Go ahead. Or either church, I'll sing it again.
I think you need to keep singing, too.
Yeah. Our church sings the sound of Jubilee, so okay. It's a different, it's more of a modern thing.
All right.
And then my third question, because I've had one answered, adding a new one. How many stomachs do most dolphins have? And it's not just one. How many stomachs do most dolphins have?
What plural
have?
Means.
Yes.
Usually when you ask a question with an S on the end of it. But yeah, but that, so you're telling me dolphins,
generally,
friendly dolphin out there, he or she has more than one stomach.
Correct.
How many do they have?
That's exactly the question.
Okay. All right. Here's my questions. What animal hibernates the longest? And here are your choices. Bears, snails, koala bears, or sloths? What animal hibernates the longest? Number two, how can you tell the age of a horse? What do you use to tell the age of a horse? And number three, a new question here. After bananas and apples, what are the next three most consumed fruits in the U.S.?
After bananas.
And bananas are number one.
Mm-hmm.
Apples are number two. After that, what are the next three most loved fruits or most consumed fruits by Americans?
Okay.
You got me?
Yes, sir.
I got
it. Okay, and we're gonna see if Brother Tim was who sang that, Brent? The Florida Boys. I had that right too.
Yes, sir.
I just remember my dad watching the gospel music in the 70s before we went to church in the morning. Go ahead, play that. Wait, I tell you what, find it. That's what I'm talking about. Listen to that. We can hear it. I can hear it. Y'all can't hear it?
Yeah, no, we can hear it.
See, did I not sound like these guys when I was singing it?
Exactly like those guys, Tim. Hey,
the Florida Boys doing Jubilee right there. All right, back to the phones. Who's up next, Jonathan?
All right, we are going to go to South Carolina where Becky is calling in. Becky, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited because I'm a music teacher, and I knew the Jubilee song.
Uh-huh.
And also, Michael Card's got a Jubilee song. Can I answer the Jubilee question?
Sure. Yeah, hold on just a second, Becky. I'm just got that. So you remember the Florida Boys. We were playing. Could you hear that on the radio?
I could not, but I was on my phone, not the radio.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Well, anyway, I think it went out over the radio because I asked Brenda.
Hey,
but anyway, you remember the Florida Boys, that Jubilee song, right?
Right, right. Yep, and yep. Michael Card has. It's a very,
Michael Card
a very
too.
Famous hymn. Just several hymns. Yep.
Yeah.
I also, can I just say, Brother Tim, thank you for making that Warrior movie about your dad. Just listening to Dr. Dobson's passing yesterday. as I grew up on your dad and Dr. Dobson in the 70s and 80s.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to thank you and your men for standing, and the women, standing in the gap, brother.
Amen.
God, it is, I would not be here without Christian family and Christian radio. I'm telling you, I know y'all do this every day, but it blesses people that you just don't see. But anyway.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for those kind words, Becky. We appreciate it. And yes, we were saddened to learn of the passing of Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family and Family Talk Radio at night. I think he was 89.
Yes, sir.
Dear friend of my dad's in our ministry and a great influencer on millions of people.
Absolutely.
For the gospel. All right, Becky, ask, answer, or both?
Well, she wanted to answer my question.
Jubilee.
May I do both,
sorry.
Please?
All right. Yeah.
Yes,
ask the question, Adam.
All right. According to Leviticus, what was the year of Jubilee?
Well, I could be wrong, but every 7 times 7 is 49, and every 49th year they'll have the Jubilee because God sets his people free. If you owe money, you're set free. If you were a slave, you're set free.
Is that
very
right?
Close. It is not the 49th year. You were correct about the
50th year.
It is. You're correct. It is the 50th
year. All right. Yes. We give her a second shot.
She caught herself.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
How do you come up with 50, Adam?
Because of the 7 year, the seventh year is the Sabbath year, and then 7 Sabbaths is 49. So the following year is the year of Jubilee.
Okay.
So year 50.
So that was celebrated by the Hebrews.
Yes.
For a long, long time in the Bible.
Absolutely. Right?
So every 50 years you had the year of Jubilee.
Yes, you were not supposed to permanently
sell. So if you're going to rack up your Hebrew credit card, do it on year 49.
Well, yes. And they actually admonish people to not take advantage of family members and to sell, because you weren't selling the land, you were selling harvests.
Right.
And so that's what it was.
I
mean, harvest it was.
I got you. Way to go, Becky. Now, what's your question for us?
Well, about the Jubilee singers. What famous college, international choir, was the first recorded choir in 1870s? Thomas Edison recorded them singing. Who were they? The Jubilee singers. What famous, you will know these songs, but anyway, what famous college? Anybody got a guess?
Okay, the Jubilee singers were from?
Yes.
That's what you're asking?
Yes. What colleges are
they
from?
Okay, were they a gospel group in the 70s or
80s? No, we're talking about the 1870s.
1800s. Oh, the 1870s.
Yeah.
That's a different 70s.
It'll help if that's a different 70s.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a historical black college, if that helps.
Is it in South Carolina?
No, sir. It's in Tennessee.
Well, historically black colleges in Tennessee, you have Tennessee State University. Okay. You have, I won't say, is it Biss?
I don't have a clue.
It's.
I would probably make a fool of myself.
I'm trying not to, but you guys keep interrupting me. I'm trying to think here, and you keep throwing these.
I'm sorry, I'll stay quiet.
What is the name of that? It's a hyphenated Bethune-Cookman or not?
Bethune-Cookman, but I don't think.
I think that's in Florida. I don't know. What is it, Becky? Tell us.
It's Fisk, F-I-S-K, Fisk University Singers.
Okay.
They still sing to this day. They're called the Jubilee Singers. They were the first African American men and women that had been slaves, and John Work, his family. It's a big deal because they wrote down what they were singing. And that's where we get Go Telling on the Mountain, Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
Oh, yeah. Black.
Black spirituals.
Black spirituals, yeah. So this, you said FISK University?
Fisk, yes, sir.
I've not heard of that.
It's near Nashville.
Okay.
It's one of the first colleges ever to educate black people in music, because I'm a musician, that's why. But anyway, it's a big deal. But Jubilee Singers
They're
called, because thank y'all.
Okay.
I appreciate y'all. Have a great day.
You too, Becky. Appreciate
it.
I'm going to look up. I'm not familiar with Fisk University. Is that what she said?
Yes, sir. F-I-S-K.
It's in Nashville. I know Tennessee State University is a historically black college. That's why I know.
Okay.
Knew that.
That was
anyway,
your guess.
All right, okay. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Jonathan, and Adam, where do we go next, Jonathan?
All right, we're going to go to Arkansas, where Sherry is calling. Sherry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hello. Thanks. Hello, Sherry. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi. Where do you live in Arkansas?
We live in Springdale, Arkansas.
Okay.
Northwest corner.
Yes, ma'am.
Next to the Razorbacks.
Spring, that's Fayetteville. I was there last spring. We drove by the football, baseball stadium on campus there and drove through the
area. You were also close by with Wesley and your wife and some other folks to meet the people.
Yeah, were you there?
And Roger. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Yep, that's okay. Right. And all right, Sherry, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the car engine.
Here we go. Jonathan, that's yours.
All right, so here's the question. In 1968, Oldsmobile introduced the 442 model muscle car. What does the 442 stand for?
Well, I have to be honest. I first thought it was the size of the engine in cubic inches, but then I checked, so... It's 4-barrel carburetor, 4 engines, and 2 exhausts. 4-cylinder engines and 2 exhausts.
That is
correct.
You got
it right?
That's right. That's right. It's it's a 4-barrel carburetor, 4-speed transmission, which we will give you a pass.
Oh, that's it.
And dual exhaust. So that's what the 442 stood for.
Well, when they, the category of muscle cars, mm-hmm. did that mean like they were had their horsepower was
yes,
so
sir.
Much more than the others?
Yes, sir. They were built to be like straight
race cars?
Straight race cars, basically. Yes, sir. Right.
But and they were general? They were
general public.
Right. You
vehicles.
Get them off the car lot.
That's right. And that started in the 60s, like early to mid 60s, I believe it was. They started calling them or classifying them as muscle cars.
And that's about the time the radar gun was invented.
Probably so. Probably so.
For highway patrolmen.
That's right.
The problem
was
they couldn't catch them.
That's right. That's right. They could see how fast they were going, but they couldn't
catch them. Way to go, Sherry. Great answer. So give us your question. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we aren't disappointed for who's on there, but we were hoping for J.J. Jasper.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. This is an aviation question. We're also hoping for the orange box question.
Oh, yeah, that's gone. JJ is a private plane pilot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why he knows, yes. So, all right, well, go ahead. We'll see what we can do here.
Oh, yeah. So what is the highest elevation airport in North America? Where is it located, and what is the elevation?
Okay, Sherry, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say anything. Okay, fellas.
Denver.
Denver's called the Mile High City.
Yeah.
That's
right. Now,
yeah.
My wife and I, we just flew into, about 3 weeks ago, we flew into Salt Lake City. It's also high up, but I don't think it's as high as Denver.
I wouldn't think so.
I'm trying to think anywhere else. You're talking about a major airport, right, Sherry? Not.
No.
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 Not a major airport.
Okay, then you're talking about something in the Rockies, if you're talking about the continental United States.
That's what.
Did you say continental United States?
North America.
Oh, in America. North America.
The highest elevation in North America.
Yeah, see, Sherry's trying to trick us.
Yes, she is. It's almost a riddle.
You know what? Let's go with Denver.
That's fine, because okay. I don't have any other.
We're going to go Denver.
Okay, it's Leadville, Colorado.
Okay.
How, you know where Leadville is?
Leadville, so you're going to go into it's in the Rockies.
Yeah.
You have to avoid the Rockies when you're flying around.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Have you
1,934 feet.
Have you ever flown in there,
elevation.
Sherry?
Yeah.
So that's over 2 miles high.
So do you fly in there to go snow skiing, or why? Why do you go there?
No, we actually love to go just to that area for vacationing, and my husband is a private pilot as well.
Okay.
And so he wanted to have some experience flying in there, and so he just hired a little guy.
I got you.
A little guy, a private person to fly him. Yeah. But
okay.
It's tricky, obviously.
What she just said is that's the 2 mile high, where Denver's the mile high, around 5,280 feet. That was 10,000 something. So that's 2 miles high. It's the 2 mile high.
Wow, that must be an incredible view, right, Sherry?
Absolutely. Breathtaking.
So, I'm just curious because Allison, my wife, and I, we're always looking for new places to adventure out to. What's the name of the place you go to?
Leadville.
Leadville. Okay.
Leadville. Leadville. Yes, Salida.
Okay.
Salida's a really great town. It has the Arkansas River running through it, mm-hmm. and Buena Vista, and Leadville, yeah,
okay.
All in that area. All right. Beautiful.
But now you do have to say, if you go with your husband, and he's a private pilot. You have to. Are you the co-pilot?
Co-pilot.
I'm sitting in the back.
Oh, okay. So you don't tell him, watch out for that mountain. Watch out for that mountain. Okay.
It breaks.
No. All right. Thank you, Sherry. We appreciate it very much. That's Sherry calling in. I'm gonna look that up. Leadville, Colorado. That sounds interesting. You're listening to it's Trivia Friday today on American Family Radio. JJ's out. Ed's out. Jonathan and Adam are filling in ably. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and repeat our questions, guys, quickly, if you would.
All right. I'll start my first question. John Wayne had a Grammy nomination for the Best Spoken Word Album in 1974. What was the name of the album? Second question.
Is that like a commonly that's a deep dive into John Wayne, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Because right. Obviously he's a Western guy, yeah. Movie actor.
But he had an album, like a vinyl album.
Yes, sir.
And it did what? He did what? He sang.
He had a Grammy nomination for that album in 1974.
Was it a singing album?
No, it's a spoken word album.
A spoken word album. Okay, yes, and what was the name of that? That's
right.
What you're asking.
What's the name of the album?
Was he reading a book? Do you know? Can you tell us something?
Well, if you answer the question, I'll give some more details on it.
All
How
right.
about that?
Go ahead.
All right, second question. This Texas mission-turned-military fort was named after the Spanish word meaning cottonwood. What is the name of the well-known fort? And I'll just leave it right there for now.
Okay, go, Adam.
All right, I've got two right now. M&M's Fruit Chews would eventually become what popular candy? M&M's Fruit Chews would eventually become what popular candy? It is still sold today. And my second question is, how many stomachs do most dolphins have?
Most dolphins.
Most stomachs, not most dolphins. Well, yeah, most dolphins
most
have
dolphins
stomachs.
Have. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. My questions are, what animal hibernates the longest? I'll give you a choice. Bears, snails, koala bears, or sloths? What animal hibernates the longest? This was a stunning answer when I researched this. Number two, how can you tell how the age of a horse? Mm-hmm. How can you tell the age of a horse? And number three, after bananas and apples, which are 1, 2, what are the next three most consumed fruits in the U.S.? One of the somebody take a stab at
That's
that one. Who's
question.
Next, Jonathan?
All right, we're going to stay in Arkansas, and we're going to go to Amos. Amos, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Amos. Amos, you there, my friend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Amos, how old are you?
11.
Okay.
Can we see your ID?
Yeah.
I'm just... All right, Amos.
He's joking, Amos. He's just
joking. What kind of question is that? I called on trivia, and you want to see my ID?
He's just kidding.
All right, Amos, do you want to ask or answer or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay, by the way, where do you live in Arkansas? Just curious.
Gidsonia, 5 to 10 minutes from Searcy.
Okay, near Searcy. Yeah. Okay, I got you. All right, so what is the question you want to answer, Amos?
I want to answer the one about... The hibernating animals.
Okay. What animal hibernates the longest? Bears, snails, koala bears, or sloths?
Snails.
Yeah, there you go. Looky there. Amos won the AFR ball cap for answering the mystery question.
Way to go, Amos.
Amos, outstanding. How did you know snails?
I looked it up.
Okay. And what did you find out? Amos, What did you find out about what did you find out about the snails hibernating?
I didn't really. I just looked it up.
Okay.
It said snails.
Okay. Well, here's what I found out. Snails can hibernate up to 3 years.
Wow.
I found that unbelievable. And what a waste of life. You know, huh?
You just spent 3 years
sleeping.
So here's
a question. If that's so, would a cicada be considered hibernating? No.
Well, here, but remember the question: what animal hibernates the longest? Bears, snails, koala bears, or sloths? We didn't have the cicadas.
Yeah.
as an option. Although you may be right, if they hibernate, they basically.
Well, they only come out every 7, some or
yeah,
13 years.
Yeah, I don't know the cycles. Point of that, but
maybe they just move.
Snails can hibernate up to 3 years. Amos got the answer right. Amos, we're going to ask you to hold on, my friend. We get back from this short timeout, we will put you back on the radio and let you ask your question of us, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience. We'll go to, when we get back, we got Sylvia in Iowa, Mark in Texas, and Bradley in Mississippi, and Bob in Arkansas. So we got some more folks to get to when we get back. But Amos will be up first. Did Amos bump off?
Amos just dropped.
Yeah. Amos dropped. Mia had to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Or
maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we lost Amos there for some reason. I don't know why. We'll be back. Call him back. We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.